It's enough for all of us to know that His Grace, Bishop Michael, and Father Stephen, when they look at this big number of clergy and they see their students, their seminarians here, so they feel proud for their accomplishment. I think I will stop here in my introduction, in my introductory remarks of His Grace, because I have known him for many, many years. So it is, for me, he is a living book more than, you know, like his biography or whatever. So what he is doing in the formation of the clergy from all jurisdictions, that is truly a living book. And this is the best introduction. I am sure that when he sees all his seminarians here, his heart, the joy inside of him will be beyond words. Welcome, Your Grace and Father Steve.
Your Eminence, Your Grace, Reverend Fathers, welcome once again. I went up to His Grace Bishop Michael just to check on a couple of the pronunciations, make sure I was pronouncing things correctly. And he said to me, don't worry about this. Don't worry about this introduction. You know, it's not important. And I think that says a lot about his great humility. I was one of his seminarians. I was at St. Tikhon's when he was the dean there. And first of all, just seeing him walking into the chapel warmed my heart, because I know of this man's great love for Christ and his great love for the church. One of the things that was very striking about St. Tikhon's when I was there was that every single class, you would always hear exactly how what we were learning applied to being a priest, being a pastor. There's this joke about the different seminaries. One is St. Vladimir's, you learn the history and the theology behind the censer. At St. Tikhon's, you learn how to swing the censer. And at Holy Cross, you learn where to get the best deal for a censer. It's not really fair to the seminaries, but the aspect of it that is true is we were taught how to be priests. Bishop Michael is a wonderful scholar, but he never boasted in that. He never was concerned about showing that how intelligent he was. What he truly was to us was a priest and a pastor to each one of us. We knew that we were loved. We knew that his number one concern was the kingdom of heaven, and that we all were part of it as priests and led our people into it. And so I'm very excited about having this opportunity to learn again from His Grace Bishop Michael. Father Stephen, I have only met once. I had the opportunity to meet him a couple of weeks ago, and I can see that he follows in that same tradition. He is a licensed professional counselor. Obviously, he spent much of his career in pastoral care and education, as well as being a pastor himself. And the time we spent together, he shared some great anecdotes and whatnot, and it was a pleasure to spend that time with him. And he was involved very much in CPE, the clinical pastoral education. So I think that he's going to also bring quite a bit in terms of helping us with learning about our pastoral care. One final thing about his grace that I think shows his great devotion. I'm sure this will probably come up, so I hope I'm not stealing your thunder. It's mentioned, if you didn't get a chance to read the if you didn't get a chance to read the bios, it's in the bio. But he was ordained to the diaconate on February 3rd, 1973, and then the holy priesthood the following day. He assumed his parish assignment on February 18th, a couple weeks later. 2 days later, he was in a car accident that put him in a coma and left him hospitalized for 3 months. His new bride was killed instantly. While he was in this coma, the synod met and they gave him the blessing to remarry. And he so seriously took his calling as a priest and his marriage to his wife that he said no. He said, this is what the canons teach. There's one marriage, that was my marriage. And stayed celibate, obviously, for his whole life and devoted his life to Christ and his church. And I think it's that that great devotion that we all seek to have in our own lives as well. Vladika.